Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
By definition, bullying is unwanted, aggressive behavior among school-aged children that involves a real or perceived power imbalance. So one child feels that they've got something over another child. We've all seen bullies, been either a subject of a bully or known kids that were the bully. My guest is Dr. David Hill. He's vice president of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. Let's start with, if your child is being bullied, how do you know? That's the first question parents always want to know. How do you know if your child is being bullied?
Right. And you know what, Melanie? A lot of times if you don't ask, you don't find out. Sometimes you notice that their grades are falling off. They may be coming up with excuses not to go to school. Bullying also happens on the internet. So you want an opportunity to look through what your child is doing. But most importantly, ask. If you see a change in mood, a change in school performance, they seem fearful, they seem depressed, try and find out what's going on. And sometimes your asking may not be enough. You may need to take them to a doctor, a counselor, a therapist. But lots of kids, you'd think kids would come straight to you and say, hey, mom, dad, I'm being bullied. This is horrible. But often they're embarrassed about it. They're ashamed of it. They don't know what to do. And until you check on it, you don't know what's happening.
So basically, keeping lines of communication open, asking your child if you see a change in behavior, they don't want to go to school, you know, all of these things might signal red flags, and you can talk to them about it. Ask them. If they won't tell you, then maybe you need some outside help. And we will get into some cyberbullying as well, Dr. Hill, because that is sort of the new form of bullying, whether it's on cell phones or the internet. But before that, if you find out your child is being bullied, what do you do? Do you go to the school? Do you let? Because some schools now have anonymous bully reports that you can fill out. Do you go to the school, do it anonymously? Do you do it, you know, over the phone, or do you confront the parents of the bully?
You know, the great thing right now for kids is a lot of schools are much more proactive about bullying than they used to be. We've got a tremendous amount of attention now. And it seems like every day we learn something new about the long-term psychological effects of bullying. There was an article out just this week demonstrating that kids who were bullied in childhood have psychosomatic diseases, you know, belly pain, unexplained chronic pain, bad headaches, long into adulthood as a result of being bullied. So finally, people are starting to understand the seriousness of this. And this means that you should get a good response from school, camp, sports team, wherever the bullying is occurring. You often do have to advocate for your child. Some schools are more responsive than others. Some institutions are more responsive than others. But the best plan is to try and let people in authority handle it. Now, I had a kid yesterday where they tried that, and it didn't go very well. It didn't seem like the school was taking them seriously. And they actually moved the child to another school.
How sad.
It gets a little bit, yeah, I know, it's really kind of tragic. I was very disheartened to hear that. Of course, I only had one side of the story, right? So I can't tell you what the accuracy of that was, because I'm listening to one family on one side of the situation. However, in general, the idea is to go to the authority in charge of where this is happening and address it early, address it with their help. I have another family where a child is being very badly bullied, and it turns out that the parents are horrendous bullies. The dad in this case has a criminal record. He's terrorizing a lot of people in the neighborhood. They've talked to the police. And they're considering moving out of the neighborhood. So,
wow.
You sometimes find that parents are responsive, but sometimes you find out that when a child is being a bully, they're coming from a background where parents think this is okay behavior and maybe even modeling that behavior. So it's nice when you can get an authoritative third party to help intervene, to get that person there, and that sort of gives you keeps the situation from getting out of hand.
What if your child says, no, 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 mom, don't say anything. They'll bully me more, and I'm too embarrassed for you to say anything to anybody.
Yeah, in that case, you probably need to override them, honestly, because they are going to continue to suffer unless somebody intervenes. They may be afraid that the bully is going to punish them for reporting, right? That's a very reasonable
very
fear.
Common.
Look, I'm going to beat you up. You tell anybody and it's going to be twice as bad, right? Bullies use that tactic frequently. They may be embarrassed. A kid that I saw yesterday was actually quite a lot larger than the child who was bullying him. If you look at the two of them together, you'd think, wow, how can you be bullied? But he didn't want to hurt the other kid.
Yeah, and it's not always physical anymore, you know? And,
yeah.
And what role do the other kids play? Now, my 10-year-old daughter actually stepped between a bully, and she's tiny, Dr. Hill, and she stepped between a bully and a younger child that this kid was pushing around. And I was so proud of her, although she could have gotten hurt. And what role do the other kids play? If they go tell someone, they're called tattletales. If they step in between, they could get hurt. How do you convince your children to not stand idly by and watch somebody else get bullied?
This is a big trend in bullying sensitivity right now, is to keep other children from just being bystanders. Now, what does it mean for a child not to be a bystander? You don't want a child to step into a fight and get punched and get drawn into a fight. Now you've got a three-way fight instead of a two-way fight, right? So that's not the idea. Tattling, you know, to let an authority figure know that somebody is being hurt is always a good start, at least if you have a receptive authority figure to tell. So I would discourage children from thinking about that in terms of tattling, thinking about that in terms of helping out a classmate who's really suffering. And in many cases, the bully is also suffering. So you may be helping out two people. Bullying behavior doesn't necessarily come from a real positive psychological place. So bullies can suffer as well in this relationship, and that is one reason that it's not really tattling. It's getting two people help who need it. Most importantly, we're trying to teach kids now to step up and tell the bully, hey, I don't like how you're behaving, right? One of the sad but real facts of bullying is it can increase the bully's social standing among their peers. And if we can reverse that, if we can teach kids to go, you know what?
That's a great point.
Cool.
That's a great point. If we can actually reverse that, that bullying will make you look bad in other kids' eyes, as opposed to, wow, look at that kid. He's so cool. He can control all these other kids. Now, speaking of control, and you mentioned we only have about a minute and a half left, but cyberbullying is now kind of rampant, and there's been suicides and all kinds of things because kids are sexting a picture of somebody else, or they're bullying by chain emails, chain, you know, Facebook things, cell phones even. You know, they're able to bully by cell phones. So do parents. What, we monitor all the forms of social media, keep track of these things?
You know, teaching your kids safe social media habits is a really good start. You'd like them not to be in the bedroom alone with their screen. You'd like them to be out where you can see what they're doing. Especially for younger kids, you own the device, you're probably paying for it. It's fair to say, hey, I'm going to check this periodically. And I'm not going to tell you when I'm going to check it, but we're going to be looking. It's fair to say, hey, I'm worried about your demeanor. You seem really sad. You seem really down. I'd kind of like to see what's going on social media with you right now. And it's important to help them learn to avoid interactions that are negative. If you remind them, if you feel bad about this interaction, you don't have to have it, right? The wonderful thing about social media is you have the option of turning it off. It doesn't feel like it all the time. But, you know, you can uninstall the program, whether it's Kick or Twitter or Instagram or even Facebook is starting to get to be on the old side. But, you know, kids are moving from one platform to another.
So best advice in the last 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Best advice. Give us your best advice.
Empower your child to talk to you. Go to authorities when possible. And ask questions when you're worried.
That's great advice. Empower your child and ask questions. Go to the authorities if you need to, but bullying is a real problem. There's so many faces of it now, and it takes many different forms. So keep those lines of communication open. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. Stay well.